Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you this morning?
Well, Tiffany, I've been ordering and having it automatically sent to me, your CBD oil for my husband. And I've been having, I got a new debit card from the bank, and they keep denying the automatic sending the CBD oil because of the last three numbers on the back of the card. Well, I called the number the bank told me to call, and the guy and I thought we got it straightened out. And he represents, you know, your company there where you sell this quick release CBD oil. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't had any luck, so I'm not sure what to say what to do. My husband, could, you know, doesn't want to run out of it. And you probably have that on your record there that it was denied too, didn't you?
I have to get an account pulled up, and then I'll be able to see as well.
Okay, what's should I just tell you my name?
Yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name, please?
Marsha Lensman. M-A-R-S-H-A.
Okay, and what was the last name? Is Marshall?
Lensman. L-U-E-N-S-M-A-N-N.
Okay, thank you. And what's the zip code, ma'am?
52057.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, and what was the name of the product that what CBD product was it, Ms. Marshall?
It's quick release.
Okay.
Yeah, by Holistic Farm. It's a 750 milligram bottle.
Okay, there we go. And may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
Sure, it's 104 Stearns Drive, S-T-E-A-R-N-S, Manchester, Iowa. 52057.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so yes, the quick release CBD oil. So I do see where yesterday they tried to charge for a shipment to be sent out at the 75% discount for $26.90, but the card information, it did not go through. It was declined.
Yeah, and they keep saying it's the three numbers on the back of the card, and I verified everything with that gentleman that they had me call that represents, you know, your issues with I suppose cards or orders or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, should I just repeat the card number to you again and try it again or something? I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. We can
ask them to just get me a whole new debit card.
Yes, okay. Yes, ma'am. We can do that, but I can't update the card information. I'm going to have to get you transferred over to a supervisor. They're the only ones that's allowed to do it, okay?
Okay, but can I verify the numbers on the card with you?
Now, the only thing that it shows me on my end is just the last four numbers, which is 9575. And then it gives me the expiration date, which is March of 2024.
It's supposed to be 2575.
Yes, ma'am. That's what they have. I know, ma'am. I said 2575.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 9. I was going to say, oh, there's the problem. Okay, yeah, 2575, and then what else did you say?
And then they have the expiration date as March of 2024.
Right, okay. That's all you have for information then?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, that's all it's going to show me.
Okay, you want to switch me over to the person then? That'd be great.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get you switched over now, and thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful week ahead.
You too. Thank you so much, too.
Yes, ma'am. And you are more than welcome. Transferring you over now.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
All righty. Yes, ma'am.